when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to a very special Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com exclusive interview. My conversation with Josh Kirkland, the man who led the entire Syracuse team in tackles against Wagner with five all-solo tackles. Josh Kirkland, the linebacker, junior college transfer, who's spending his first season with the Orange and getting in rotation, was able to get some good looks and get to the Wagner offense and take down different players during the game in a 54-0 romp of the visiting Seahawks as Syracuse gets their first win of the season and is 1-0 inside the Carrier Dome. I now bring you my conversation after that and moving forward with Josh Kirkland, linebacker of the Syracuse Orange.
First and foremost, obviously you've been getting some reps out there, but this was probably, I think it's safe to say, your best game so far. What can you say about how comfortable you are out there on the defense right now?
Took a little bit of time, but yeah, now I feel, you know, real good about the defense. Everything just flying around, trying to get to the ball, so, you know, feeling real good about myself.
Getting out there and getting five tackles all solo, what were you seeing from the offense of Wagner, and how are you able to penetrate and get through?
They kind of lack in size a little bit on their D-line, so I was just trying to get real skinny and try to get through some of the gaps, make some plays on some blitzes, and, you know, I ended up being in the right spot at the right time, so it felt pretty good.
I believe you were on that WWE type of hit where you flipped the guy over. What can you say about not only taking him down, but making sure that he was down, so to speak? You kind of expect that from a player like yourself.
It's just one of those tackles you just kind of look forward to. You know, just being in the right spot, right time. It felt pretty good though. You know, every guy loves to get one of those tackles, but yeah, it felt great.
As far as where the fire comes from, you know, some people are driven by different things. What makes you want to go out there and hit somebody as hard as you do? I mean, what do you do to kind of prep yourself for that?
Yeah, I had five brothers, you know, so growing up they've been hitting me as hard as they can, you know, my whole life. So, Yeah. You know, I just kind of come out there, you know, aggressive, you know, automatically. And then I love the game so much. You know, I absolutely love playing football. You know, pretty aggressive guy. So just, you know, being able to hit someone or put a little pain on someone makes me feel good, you know.
Do you picture any of your brothers when you're out there hitting?
Yeah, you know what? Some of my older ones, yeah, they're always, like, trying to bully me or whatever it was, trying to wrestle with me. So, yeah, no, I really don't. But, you know, that's where I get some of my fire at, I think.
When you look at the defense and what you guys were able to put together, who are some of the other guys around you that you felt really performed well today? Because, like we talked about, you had a good day, but who else do you really think was getting through and helping a guy like yourself?
Yeah, the D-line, a lot of people don't notice, you know, that they do a really good job. My whole D-line did great. Sproul and Cam did a solid job, you know. He has a lot of adjustments he always has to make during every game. So, you know, just the mental aspect, he does a great job on every game. And Sproul, you know, he's just, you know, a good leader. And he always comes to every game pretty solid. So, you know, you got to love that. So,
how do you look at this game? Because it's an FCS opponent. You win 54-0. There's good moments, but do you look at it the same as you would if you had beaten a Northwestern, or is it different in your mind?
A win's a win, but, you know, there's definitely, you know, opponents that are, you know, a higher ranking and stuff, but a win is a win, and that's what we kind of needed about this time, you know. Lost two quick ones, and then, you know, we needed a good victory, you know, get everyone's confidence back up, and then we'll start getting into these next few harder games, and hopefully, you know, we treat them with, you know, great respect and just start cleaning house.
How'd you get your body ready so quickly? Because you had some moments. So how did you get your body ready?
Oh, when I was going from kickoff to defense to punt, punt return, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
You know what? I've always been able to have a, like, high endurance, you know, throughout my life, you know. And I always practice really hard, or try to, and always trying to run to the ball. And, you know, it comes with practice. If you're practicing kickoff and then punt return, then going back to scout D, doing stuff like that, you're going to get in shape, you know. So.
And lastly, being in the locker room with Coach Schaefer, it's your first win with Syracuse. It's his first win as a head coach. What's that relationship like? What did he have to say to you guys at the end of everything?
It was awesome. You know what? He just gave us a good, you know, congratulations, and then we gave him the game ball. So it was awesome because, you know, he did a great job. You know, first year coach, you know, first win is always big. So that was the message was just, you know, congratulations, and then let's move on to the next opponent. So.